Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti. Today is World AIDS Day. Do you know your AIDS or HIV status? The United Nations, since 1988, set aside December 1st to mark the important fight against the acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. The day is set aside to promote, through awareness and action, ways to combat it, fight against the discrimination of sufferers, and remember the struggles of its numerous victims globally. To date, no cure has been discovered, but sufferers have found solace in antiretroviral drugs that are products of years of intense research. These drugs are very effective and extend a sufferer's lifespan extensively. According to the UN website, around 38 million people across the globe are living with HIV today, and about as many have died since the AIDS virus was first discovered in 1984. The website adds that 25.4 million people were accessing antiretroviral therapy, 1.7 million people became newly infected with HIV, and 690,000 people died from AIDS-related illnesses in the past year. Early this year, the Public Health Agency of Canada, in its HIV in Canada Surveillance Report 2018, reveals that the number of new HIV cases in Canada increased by 25.3% over the 4 years under review, that is from 2,040 cases in 2014 to 2,561 cases in 2018. Also, the Canadian AIDS Society says the year 2020 is the fourth consecutive year of increase in HIV cases, adding that over 68,000 individuals are currently living with HIV in Canada, 14% of whom are unaware of their HIV status. In British Columbia, the BC Centre for Disease Control says the rate of AIDS and the number of AIDS case reports per year have decreased from a peak in 1993, due primarily to advances in HIV treatment, which includes antiretroviral therapy. It quotes, "The rate of AIDS in BC continued to decrease in 2017 to 0.9, that is 45 cases, from 1.5%, that is 70 cases per 100,000 population in 2016, and remains higher than the Canadian rate." End of quote. To commemorate the day, CFUV 101.9 FM held a vox pop among a select number of the Afro-Caribbean community in Victoria, and the survey shows that of 10 Africans and 10 Caribbeans surveyed, none had undergone a HIV test this year. Two carried out tests in 2019 and eight in 2018. It is, however, a relief to learn that fewer people get infected every year, but it seems awareness for getting the free test is low. Doctors recommend a yearly test of individuals that are sexually active and have two or more sexual partners. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says, start quote, "Health is a human right. Health must be a top investment priority to achieve universal health coverage. On this World AIDS Day, let us recognize that to overcome COVID-19 and end AIDS, the world must stand in solidarity and share responsibility." End of quote. I ask again, do you know your HIV or AIDS status?
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.